Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
He joined the military months before 9/11, was in basic training in the Army when 9/11 took place. He went right to Afghanistan in the first wave of the invasion and was there for a tour. Then he spent a tour in Iraq, and they told him, you're going to stay in basically for a couple more years. And he'd already been in hospitals. He'd already been in frontline combat. He'd already seen dead children, whole families machine gunned in their cars just because people had happy triggers right next to him. And because he had leadership skills, he became, generally the aide to officers. So he saw a lot of the inside things that were going on. He breathed DU in buildings that had been bombed by DU. He started coughing up blood in the military. He got back and saw his high school friend, Dylan Avery, and at his little apartment and helped him do Loose Change Second Edition. Woke up to the New World Order. And ladies and gentlemen, I knew about some of this. I never talked about it on air. We now have the skinny on what happened to Corey Rowe 2 days ago. They've been trying to get in touch with me. And I just hadn't checked my cell phone, and we only have a few people at this office, and we get hundreds of phone calls. We've got to get like some special hotline or something, and then you have to. The point is, I didn't get the message quick enough, and I've got to get to the point where I do. I'm so tied up with trying to make endgame that I don't see my grandmother anymore who lives here in town. I hardly see my children, and I'm not whining about myself. I feel bad. I can't respond to your emails. I've got all these old friends that are mad at me now, other talk show hosts that are mad at me now because I never call them or talk to them. It's not that I don't like you. It's the people I'm even producing films with right now I haven't been in touch with in the last few weeks, even though they've been calling me off and on because I've been trying to finish Endgame. So with that said, let me tell you what happened. Corey, a year and a half ago, 6 months out of the military, 6 months out of not showing back up for duty, got picked up at a police checkpoint and got sent in, and then they just discharged him. And I've been with Corey when he's flying, getting on and off airplanes. And the military warrant system is in there. Corey had told Dylan, told others, he told me on the side when we interviewed him, we put it on the web about his experiences in Iraq, that, you know, he just left and hadn't been part of it. And it was kind of a footnote, and that they picked him up, but then that had been dropped. They released him. No time in the brig. They said, okay, like they do with most people, we're dropping this warrant. Understand, he's flown probably 30, 40, 50 times. I don't know how many. I've flown a few times and picked him up at the airport a few times and been around him quite a bit at airports. I mean, I've seen him get on planes. I've seen him walk off planes with his ID card. I've gone through checkpoints with him. He had no warrants. I mean, you're not flying on airplanes when you got warrants. They picked him up. They released him because he wasn't a year and a half ago known yet. Loose Change 2 was just starting to get big. His name wasn't known. It hadn't gotten 100 million downloads. The media keeps saying 10 million. That was a year ago. It's gotten over 100 million downloads. Conservatively, just from what I've seen. International phenomenon. Most downloaded film ever. I mean, the Democratic debates on YouTube got 2.5 million views, and they're saying that's a record. No, it's not. Live Earth got 7 million people listening online. This is 100 million. Just we're on big sites where we can watch the counters. Okay? So, made on a laptop for $4,000. So they arrest this veteran. Now this is what happened. I was confused earlier if they were telling me IMs I was getting from them. It was being relayed to me by the network, and I misspoke. When we get back, I'm going to try to calmly walk through this and tell you what you need to do. Right now, because I was too flustered during the last segment talking to Corey, talking to Jason Burnmus and reading the IMs to get this from my producers, I need the numbers for the brig at, well, we'll tell you which brig he's in when we get back. He's in the brig, and he's not in Kansas anymore, as they say. He's not in New York anymore. He is now in the brig at Fort Campbell, Kentucky. He was moved from Drum to Fort Campbell. They've had him for 2 days, and he hasn't called them yet. We'll be right back.
It's cheer after a year in production and traveling to distant lands. My new film, Terror Storm, is complete. Shocking declassified government documents prove that Western governments are orchestrating terror attacks against their own populations as a pretext to enslave them. Terror Storm proves that not only was 9/11 an inside job, but the attacks of 7/7 in London were carried out by British intelligence. Terror Storm chronicles the lies that took us to war in Iraq, a White House program to disseminate fake news, NSA spying, secret police torture, the latest 9/11 information, and much, much more. Terror Storm is the definitive guide to the history of government-sponsored terrorism. It's an anthology of government crimes. Terror Storm is a film that everyone who wants to be truly informed must see. Get your copy today at Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com or by calling toll-free 1-888-253-3139 or watch it right now online at PrisonPlanet.tv.
The war on terrorism, will it be fought overseas or will it affect us here at home? If you are like most folks, you want to be prepared but can't afford an underground shelter. So what do you do? Did you know that you can use your home as a shelter against fallout and biological or chemical attacks? With a little know-how, it's not that difficult. Sheltering in place, surviving acts of terrorism from biological, chemical, and radioactive fallout, developed by Wayne LeBaron, a health physicist who has served as a specialist in environmental health, communicable diseases, and has worked as a nuclear specialist for the U.S. government, gives you easy-to-follow video instructions and walks you step-by-step through the process of preparing your home as a shelter. Get this critical video every American needs for only $29 plus shipping. Order by calling New Millennium today at 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438. Or order on the web at BerkeyWater.com.
I don't mind that I'm getting older, but my wrinkles made me too nervous to smile. It was those fine lines that formed around my cheeks and mouth, and those crow's feet over by my eyes. People were starting to think I looked unhappy, but really I was just embarrassed by those wrinkles. Then I heard about a product called Tautinol. Tautinol is a serum that goes directly on the skin to support collagen and reduce the appearance of wrinkles. And it works. I'm not afraid to smile anymore. Now it's your turn. Today you can get a full bottle of Tautinol. You don't need a prescription and you don't need surgery to reduce the appearance of those wrinkles. See what Tautinol can do for you and your confidence. It sure gave me something to smile about.
For your risk-free bottle of Tautinol, call 1-800-894-5152. That's 1-800-894-5152. Tautinol is the non-invasive way to reduce the appearance of wrinkles. Guaranteed. Call 1-800-894-5152. That's 1-800-894-5152.
From his Central Texas Command Center, deep behind enemy lines, the information war continues. It's Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
All right, Corey Rhodes, no criminal record, volunteers for the Army right before 9/11. Goes in, spends a year in Afghanistan, a year in Iraq. He's in the military from 2001 to 2005. They won't let him out. He had his three-year commitment. They won't let him out. He just says, I'm gone. Now, as the mainstream news has reported, as the AP reported, they have charged very few. I mean, not even 100 people with desertion because they know it looks bad in the court of public opinion that, A, there's massive desertion going on, and that, B, it isn't really desertion. I mean, when you've already served one, two, three, four, some people starting fifth tours in combat, and you want out. I mean, this is incredibly abusive. People, about a third of the people that serve a year or roughly 11 months in serious combat are basket cases afterwards. Military scientists have known since World War I, someone cannot serve more than a year in combat. The adrenaline level, all of it, you fall apart. And, I mean, these guys were doing, some days, hundreds of raids. I mean, just door-to-door, kicking down doors, some of the hardest stuff you can do. He did it in Afghanistan. He did it in Iraq. He witnessed untold slaughter. Then he was at the Green Zone Hospital. He said all day watching dead kids and guts and just stuff in front of him being brought in over and over and over and over and over and over again. And he came home. We're about to give you all the details. He came home in 2005 and helped Dylan make Loose Change, his high school buddy. And then, of course, then Burmese joined the team right there in the community. one of their friends, Jason Burmes. And I talked to the guys, and I'm going to get into all that here in just a moment. But I just want to set this up for you so you know the background and know what happened. Corey, also, I interviewed him in June of last year at the big 9/11 conference in Chicago. And he was sitting there, we were sitting around, you know, drinking beers in their hotel room. And some of his Army buddies came over who were on leave, still in the military, and they were talking. And he had just heard me give a speech, talk about some of the military things that were happening. He said, you know, you're right about all that. I saw a lot of things in Afghanistan. This is how it all started. You know, they would have a stage photo ops with CNN claiming we've been fighting Al-Qaeda when they didn't really exist. We were just fighting some of the local drug lords, and we'd go into empty areas. They would just bomb areas where no one was even at and then claim that we just killed a bunch of Al-Qaeda. They would have us fire our weapons and mortars and everything else at hilltops for CNN, and they admitted it was all staged, and everybody knew it was staged. And then he talked about going to Iraq and all the things that happened there. So, I mean, he saw quite a lot and went through quite a lot and was forced to stay, you know, in combat for 2 years. And it was seeing the starving children. It was seeing how they didn't have running water anymore and the children dying of dysentery. And he said every day they would just bring in masses of children shriveling up with diarrhea, no food, no clean water. He said even the green zone didn't have power all the time. He said he saw just how we had destroyed these people. And just, you know, whole families just machine gunned at checkpoints. I mean, dead bodies, dead children everywhere. And a lot of it he wouldn't even talk about on camera. He told quite a bit on camera. And just the descriptions of the things he saw. So I'm humanizing Corey Rowe for you right now. Now, here's the key. A year and a half ago, he gets pulled over by the police. There's a military warrant. They arrest him, take him into the brig. And then they just say, okay, you're discharged, don't worry about it. The warrant goes away, he flies all over the country, he flies to different countries, he flies to Canada, he gets pulled over by police, never has a problem, he had no warrants, he'd been discharged. Then, Monday night, there's a knock at the door, Corey goes to the door, it is four sheriff's deputies, two cars. They're from the local sheriff's department. They arrest him. And by the time the other guys even get to the door, I mean, literally, he comes to the door. They go, come with us. They knew who he was. Corey Rowe, you're being arrested for desertion on a military warrant out of Fort Knox. They put him in the squad car. They drive away. And, of course, the loose change guys, because he's the leader of the group, basically, are been trying to wait, and they've also been trying to get a hold of me, trying to wait till they get a call from Corey, and their lawyer and others are saying, well, he should already have called you from the brig. Folks, this is not a normal case. In fact, they admit that there were tips and that they got calls from outside and were communicating with the military. The spooks are very mad. They made a very bad decision if strategically Corey and the loose change guys make the right decision and go absolutely ape with it. But we're making the right decision. It doesn't matter. I'm going ape with this. How many veterans have we had on who served in Iraq, served in Afghanistan, one, two, three tours, and then say, I'm not going to be part of this anymore and leave. And then they tell them, okay, you're 50 years in prison. Your life's over. You know, we're going to destroy you. You better plea bargain. And they say, no, 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 no. In every case, they take it right to court, and it's dismissed by the military tribunals. We need to make a big deal out of this, like all the other veterans that we've gotten on who they were court-martialing. We need to point out they picked him up and then released him and then brought this warrant back. I mean, they got people on the news every few nights who've deserted saying why they did and they don't pick him up. You understand that we need to get all the peace groups behind Corey now, just like they've done all the other people that have left this criminal system. We need to get them on now. We need to reach out to these people right now and make this a serious issue. Paul Watson, I know you're listening. I want the basic facts put down. I want the phone numbers, and I want to demand. I forget all. I mean, I've interviewed like 20 of them who they were court-martialing. And there was a guy in Hawaii. We interviewed his dad and him. What's his name? It's a Hawaiian name. Is it Kawaja? Just dig them all up. I need all my people. Bring me it all. I'm flustered and angry right now because this is personal. Personal things get me mad. And this will backfire on them. They will end up having to drop the charges on Corey, or he'll be a huge martyr. They're going to throw the book at him now. What they're going to tell him is this. Well, let me just give you the facts. Picked up Monday, taken to the brig. The AP and the local news is wrong. He's not still in the local county brig, Huskow Police Station. He was taken to Fort Drum. Then he was taken to Fort Campbell, Kentucky. Flown, we believe. We know he was taken, reportedly, to Fort Campbell, Kentucky. That directly from Jason Burmes. Guaranteed once he got there. I mean, I would bet my bottom dollar. Army intelligence comes in. They'll see how far they can go with him. He'll never turn in his buddies. They'll try to say, well, you're going to work for us now. You're going to go scuttle this film. Things can get real tough. Hell, folks, they might torture him. They might take him out of the country. I mean, this is the kind of stuff these criminals do. Just like Nazi Germany, our government's been hijacked by criminals. And it's not our military. It's not America. They've taken our name. They've done this to us, just like Hitler did to the Germans. And if we don't turn our back on these people, if we don't turn away from them and announce to the world we're not part of this, it is being done in our name. So he's arrested Monday night, late Monday night. He's taken to the police station, the sheriff's department. Then he's taken in the morning to Fort Drum, and then now to Fort Campbell, Kentucky, home of the Night Stalkers. That's where he is now reportedly located in their brig. Now, that's what the police told him. That could be a complete lie. Okay? They are upset about this film. They're worried about the final cut coming out. They are very upset about what's going on. I can't even tell you the behind-the-scenes stuff. Just pray for everybody. Pray for Dylan. Pray for Corey. Pray for Jason Burmes. Pray for myself. I'm the executive producer on this, trying to help them get it done, trying to bring support when they invited me into it. This is basically what's going on, and they're going to call him in, and they're going to say, we know this. They're going to, because we did, I mean, literally, I've interviewed 20 plus of these guys. I just say 20. I don't know. Over the last 3-4 years, it's been a lot of them. Dozens and dozens. On this show, their fathers, their mothers, or them. Who, they take them in and they say, listen, just plea bargain that you admit you deserted and that you're bad, and we'll just give you a dishonorable discharge and 2 months, 6 months in the brig, depending on the case. If you don't, you're facing 20 to 50 years. And that's scary. If he does that, they'll just get the plea bargain. They don't honor it. He could get as many as 10 years in prison. They'll come in and say, he admits to it, Your Honor, and they'll slam down the gavel and give him 10 years. Now, I don't want to be proven right, as usual, by people not listening to me. Okay, I actually know what's going on. I've lived this so many times. I study this constantly. This is what I do. I don't sit around playing tiddlywinks, okay? This is what I do. This is who I am. And so I'm telling the listeners, everybody out there, how I would address this and how I would do this. I know they're waiting for Corey, and I honor that, and I thank them for giving me the info, and I'm sorry I didn't get in contact with them earlier. We need to pray for everybody, but the point is, there's conferring with lawyers, and let's do this, let's do that. The few people that have gone to prison, there have been a few convictions, I think it's less than 5 or 6 that we've seen, for desertion in the last 3 years, have been people that stayed quiet and played ball. And, I mean, they're serving 5 to 10 years in the cases I remember. We're going to do a big report on this. Paul Watson's researching it. I want Aaron Dykes on this right now. I want everybody on this right now. I want Steve Watson to do a report on this right now. Different angles of it. Because this is an attempt to scuttle the film. They know that Dylan is the creative person behind Loose Chains. They know that Corey is the administrator and the tribal leader, and Jason is the glue that holds it all together. And this is, again, a resurrected warrant that disappeared. They told him, you're done, which they did in all the other cases, by the way, AP reports. That they just discharge you. A lot of times they don't even give you a dishonorable because they don't want to show you were a deserter. They want to keep it a secret. They just get you out. They just give you a discharge. Not an honorable, not a dishonorable. They did that with him, and then now it came back. And the locals were liaisoning with the military. You see. All right, I want big reports out on this now. We've got to mobilize and let the enemies of the Republic know we're not going to put up with it.
We would all love to live in a world with clean air and water.
a world in which our produce is grown naturally, without the use of pesticides and other harmful chemicals. But the truth is, we don't live in such a world. These toxins enter our bodies, and the organ in our body that works hard to eliminate these toxins is the liver, which is one of the most complex and important organs in the human body. With more than 500 vital functions, give your liver the helping hand it needs with Live 52, the world's best-selling all-natural liver support formula in over 76 countries. And it's backed by over 300 clinical trials and studies. Live 52 is the most researched herbal formula that helps neutralize toxins from food, water, air, alcohol, and prescription medications. To order Live 52 and for the best source of researched herbal products, visit research-herbs.com or call 1-800-973-1482. That's research-herbs.com or call 1-800-973-1482 and tell them Alex Jones sent you.
Ted Anderson for Midas. July 25th, 2007. Gold, $675.20 ounce. Gold coins can be purchased for $696.86, $343.80 for half form, $71.90 for quarter. That's $696.86, $343.80, and $171.90. 70% of China's 1 trillion reserves are in dollar. Now purchasing 250,000 barrels of oil per day from Iran in euro. Japanese refiners buy 550,000 barrels, switching dollar to yen. Bad news for U.S. currency. China and Japan hold large positions in dollar. Trading equals permanent loss. Dollars fall into 65% of euro. Erosion accelerates. Countries despise imperialistic policy of U.S. Loss of confidence causing more selling. GAO is warning about the debt spiraling out of control. Why attack Iran? Jerome Corsi's Iran leads attack against the U.S. dollar document spells it out. Call 800-686-2237. The value of your hard-earned money is being destroyed in a global game of chess. Call 800-686-2237 for Corsi's report today. That's 800-686-2237.
Through the years of providing water filters to America, you've come to us and we've listened. You asked us to make the water level visible to eliminate the guesswork when refilling the water. We listened. You asked for an elevated base so the system could be used in places beside on the edge of a counter. We listened. You asked us to develop a filter that was made in the USA. We listened. You asked us to include an emergency light for camping and during power outages. We listened. After 9/11, you asked us to develop a filter that was more powerful in removing chemical agents. Again, we listened. Introducing the Berkey Light, the gravity filter requested by America, designed by Americans, and made in America.
Get the Berkey Light, the American water purifier, only $279. Call New Millennium, 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438, or order on the web at berkeywater.com. Not yet available in Iowa.
If you suffer from diabetes, this message is for you. Wouldn't it be great if you could find a safe and effective way to help control your blood sugar and maintain it at a safe and normal level? Well, now there is a way with the Diabetic Breakthrough Pack. This is a specifically formulated dietary supplement validated by numerous independent university studies. The Diabetic Pack is totally safe, has no known side effects, and it gives your body the important essential nutrients it needs to function properly. And most important, clinical double-blind studies showed a 31.9% drop in blood sugar within 30 to 60 days. Order the Diabetic Pack today. You have nothing to lose because the Diabetic Pack comes with a 90-day, 100% money-back guarantee. And for less than $4 per day, isn't it time you get your life back? To order, call 800-595-2711. That's 800-595-2711. Or visit thankyou.diabetesdefense.com. Control your life again with the Diabetic Pack.
Another ragtag band declaring independence. Laid their bodies down on a bloody war.
Okay, I was just talking to Weldon Henson, who works here in the office. He's also a well-known country music singer around here in Austin, Texas. And he just got out of the Air Force after 3 years. And he's heard about people deserting, and that's what they do. There's a warrant at first, they arrest you, and then they don't put you in jail. You might spend a few weeks in the brig, and they just drop it, give you a dishonorable or a neutral discharge. And that's what I'm trying to explain to everybody out there. They arrested him, And then even if he never showed back up or whatever for the next hearing, the point is they released him, and there was no warrant for a year and a half as he flew all over the place. They released him. What I'm telling you is, and it's in the Associated Press, because they've had articles about this procedure. It's been on the news. We've had more than 20 of these people on the show. I've been to New York to hear at you know, local events, hear a bunch of Marines that deserted, who'd been in Iraq for several years, tell their stories. They're left alone. In some cases, though, they have a warrant out. They pick them up, but they quietly just get rid of them. That's been all over the news because they don't want to make a big issue of it and start sending people to prison who serve one, two, three tours. Just like they try to court-martial people, base doctors who wouldn't give people the anthrax shot because they saw it killing people, or base doctors who wouldn't take it themselves. Remember all that? And then they'd threaten them, and if they would refuse and go ahead and go to court, they'd drop it. I mean, how are they going to call Corey Rove into a court-martial and say, well, you served, you signed up for 3 years, and then we did an automatic re-up on you, and you know, you were in Afghanistan and Iraq and served honorably there and with high marks and you know, got a bunch of you know, medals for it. Then you came home and found out 9/11 was an inside job on leave and didn't want to go back, and so we're saying you're a deserter. See, they don't do that. They just quietly keep that. I mean, folks, they've had... Last year, it was more than 10,000 desertions. I don't know what it is now. Admitted desertions. So this is a big news story. It's going up on PrisonPlanet.com. And the answer here is to call Fort Drum. We believe he's been transferred from Fort Drum. We're posting their public affairs phone numbers. Also, we're putting up the 101 Airborne Division Air Assault Fort Campbell telephone directory and information. He's been called back to the base he was out of. And we've got every phone number in here. We've got the number to the military police, the staff duty officers. We've got the number to the brig. We've got the number to just whatever you think is the important number. Be polite, but be very bold about it. And you say, you know, we don't appreciate you taking a patriot, Corey Rove, and having your spooks go track down who where he was and then have the military just waiting. And by the way, they were just waiting, folks. The fact that they picked him up that morning, the fact that he was gone, they came and got him at night and then he was gone. The military picked him up that morning, and that they admit they were, quote, got a call, and that the military was talking to him. Oh, this is where this guy lives. We want him. When they've got just every state has got masses of people that have left. I mean, I've seen articles where they're automatic recall of officers who are 65 years old and have cancer. Remember, that was in Tennessee a few years ago. And they're talking about a draft. We already have a draft of those that have already served. You sign up for 3 years. 3 years, they go, sorry, you're staying, and you're not going to be stuck in a desk somewhere. You're going back to Iraq, boy. But that's not the point here. It's the selective enforcement. Even if you believe they should arrest people that don't literally work as slaves, as centurion Hessian slaves for the New World Order, even if you believe that's good, this is selective enforcement. So I'm sure there's great celebrating. Someday if they gun me down or arrest me or trump something up on me, I'm sure there'll be a lot of celebrating. But understand, we win in the end because we did the right thing. We stood up for what was right. Corey stood up for what was right. He told the truth. He had an effect. He truly lived. He stood up against tyrants. He helped make a film that reached tens of millions of people. And whatever course, whatever happens to him, when he gets out of prison, if we beat this New World Order and they don't just exterminate him later with the rest of us, he's a hero. Corey Rove is a hero for his courage, what he did in Afghanistan and Iraq. Even though they were evil wars, he did it for good reasons. He did it because he believed. He went and signed up for the military. And I talked to him about that. And he said, well, a lot of his friends were signing up. He was into sports. He was a jock. He wanted to fight for America. He loves this country. And he went there and he saw it was all a staged lie. And he saw them killing innocent children and families. And he saw people's little children dying of dysentery. And he came home, and his high school buddy had made a film about an inside job, and he helped him remake it better. And now Army Intelligence, a bunch of criminals who spy on the American people in violation of federal law, are red-coating around, grabbing patriots.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Are you concerned about the high cost of prescription drugs? Since January of 2006, RxDrugCard.com members have saved an average of $33 per prescription filled. That's over 46% savings. The average savings for generic drugs was over 71%. RxDrugCard.com is the only major discount prescription drug plan that offers a price lookup page, so you can get an idea of your discounted price before you enroll. RxDrugCard.com is for anyone who pays for their own prescriptions. There are no age restrictions, all prescriptions are covered, and 95% of all pharmacies in the U.S. participate, including Walmart, Walgreens, CVS Pharmacy, and many more. With RxDrugCard.com, you will save immediately with no messy forms or paperwork. Membership fees start at only $4.50 per month and include a 30-day unconditional money-back guarantee. Visit us at www.rxdrugcard.com or call us at 888-216-2461. That's 888-216-2461. Do it today.
The disciples asked Jesus in Matthew 24, "What shall be the signs of thy coming and the end of the world?" "You shall hear of wars and rumors of wars, for nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines, disease, and earthquakes in many places." We are living in this time of Earth's history. Many people are trying to understand the climactic world events in light of human wisdom. But without the wisdom of God, this is impossible. 2 Peter says, "We have a more sure word of prophecy, and you do well if you take heed. But first know this, that no prophecy of the Scripture is of any private interpretation." The Bible says, "We'd like you to receive this new offer, Packet B, The Unholy Alliance." These materials document the global leaders, political and religious, behind the scenes. You will receive information regarding America and prophecy, tyrants and wars, the New World Order, and much more. As always, these materials are shipped to you at no charge. Please call 1-888-211-1715. That's 1-888-211-1715. And ask for Packet B.
David J. Smith for Newswatch Magazine. Did you know that one goal of international communism was to get our young people's mind off religion by getting them onto sex? By destroying the morals of the younger generation, America would eventually become ripe for revolution without understanding why communism wanted to make young people soft and easily controlled. Have we witnessed this transformation of our young people away from God and the Bible to immorality? We'd like to help you understand how these things are coming to pass by offering you an absolutely free one-year subscription to Newswatch Magazine. Just call our toll-free number, 1-800-516-8736. That's 1-800-516-8736 to request your subscription. Call now. Operators are standing by to receive your call.
Riders on the storm. Riders on the storm. Into this house we're born. Into this world we're thrown. Like a dog without a bone, an actor out alone. Riders on the storm. There's a killer on the road. His brain is squirming like a toad. Give this man a ride, sweet family will die. Killer on the
road. All right. I'm going to look through all these literally hundreds of phone numbers I have and decide which ones to give out. I want to air a few minutes of this BBC report about the Bushes and the Nazis. Really a whitewash, and we'll tell you the facts because it's now breaking internationally. Then I want to go through some of the top stories we have economically and on a few other issues. And then we've got a guest coming on in the next hour. We'll tell you about that guest when they join us, but here's the BBC.
A plot of Wall Street interest to overthrow President Roosevelt and establish a fascist dictatorship backed by a private army of 500,000 ex-soldiers and others appeared before the House of Representatives Committee on Un-American Activities, which began hearings on the charges.
If these long-forgotten accounts can be relied on, I seem to be looking at an attempt to set up a fascist government in the land of the free. A coup that could have toppled one of America's most revered presidents. pave the way for a possible alliance with Italy and Germany, and thereby change the complexion of World War II.
Fascism was seen as an example to be learned from, because it seemed like a quick fix. All you needed to do was get people to shape up.
You could have had a handful of the wealthiest people in the United States found guilty of treason and sentenced to death.
But just what was this plot? Who were the Wall Street interests? Or was this nothing more than a moment of paranoia from a national media not renowned for its self-restraint? Well, the answers to some of these questions may have to wait until I can get my hands on the bulk of the evidence, documents detailing evidence heard behind closed doors by a congressional committee. But I already have the official statement released by that committee when it reported back to Congress. Its members clearly had no doubt that a fascist coup was in the offing.
In the last few weeks of the committee's official life, it received evidence showing that certain persons had made an attempt to establish a fascist organization in this country. There is no question that these attempts were discussed, were planned, and might have been placed in execution when and if the financial backers deemed it expedient.
So, such a plot, backed by powerful people, was waiting in the wings. That much is very clear. But how did it come to this? Well, it all happened during one of the bleakest moments in U.S. history.
They used to tell me I was building a dream.
The America of 1933 was in the teeth of the Great Depression, a time of extreme poverty, desperation, and the barren plains of the grapes of wrath.
Brother, can you spare a dime?
I see millions of families trying to live on incomes so meager that the pall of family disaster hangs over them day by day.
Once I built a tower, now it's done. Brother, can you spare a dime?
The Great Depression is not called the Great Depression in this country by accident.
Michael Kazin is professor of history at Georgetown University in Washington, D.C.
It was the deepest and the longest economic downturn in American history. As many as one-third of the labor force was unemployed in the early 1930s especially. The core of the industrial economy was all but shut down.
Say, buddy, can you spare a dime?
All of this added to a sense that American society was coming apart, not just the economy. People no longer had much faith in the authorities at any level, economic or political.
Yet the image of those days we've been left with is not social unrest, fascism and treasonous plots, but one of dignified suffering and resilient faith in the American dream. No one illustrated that better than President Franklin D. Roosevelt, whose New Deal reforms promised jobs, pride, and fresh hope to ordinary Americans.
I, Franklin Delano Roosevelt, do solemnly swear that I will faithfully execute the office of President of the United States and will, to the best of my ability, preserve, protect, and defend the Constitution of the United States. So help me God.
FDR's New Deal policies brought an increase in public work programs, more help for the poor, and the removal of the dollar from the gold standard. Yet while history remembers FDR as a visionary savior in America's hour of need, some at the time saw him in a very different light.
There were major elements of the business community that hated Roosevelt. And they hated Roosevelt out of all proportion to the scale of the measures that he had actually brought in.
Professor Tony Badger is master of Clare College, Cambridge, and author of several books on Roosevelt's New Deal.
These were businessmen who essentially thought that Roosevelt was putting America on the wrong road in a big way in 1933, and that it was setting the federal government up as a sort of arbiter and enforcer and intervener in the American economy in a way that they were deeply afraid of.
Such powerful enemies had been made within 100 days of FDR taking office in 1933.
The businesses were also aware that out in the country there were demagogues who were making really popular, apparently radical-sounding appeals, and they were always worried that Roosevelt was unleashing these forces, would encourage these, what they thought of as crackpots, to wreak havoc.
The right wing in America.
This is like a 25-minute piece, and I wanted to air just a little bit of it so you get an idea. He says, I have to get the documents first. Now, he has them. He interviewed Buchanan and all the others that we've interviewed years ago. And, you know, he says, okay, well, I have the statement from the committee, but I have to get the documents. And then later he goes and gets the documents, and indeed there's the testimony from all these people, including Smedley Butler, you know, second highest Marine Corps officer, Brigadier General. Was it Major General, whatever the top general is. He was about to become Marine Corps Commandant. And they tried to hire him. He was a two-time Congressional Medal of Honor winner to do this. And he went in and gave a testimony. I was to lead 500,000 men to take over the U.S. It was for the Harrimans, the Bushes, the Rockefellers, and others. Now, they frame it here that the good liberal, you know, socialist Roosevelt was under attack because the fascists didn't like him. No, the British king at that very time was a Nazi, and Germany was pro-Nazi and about to go Nazi. It was happening here, too. But it was actually a higher-level deal by the globalists to double-deal Hitler and make him think he was going to be able to take over. That's now come out in Carol Quigley's documents and others in the British National Archives, Royal Archives, that the British set him up and even played their own people to think he was going to be the winner. They're slick, folks. They're slick. So the point here is that the Anglo-American establishment, the British, publicly set up Skull and Bones as part of the Opium Trust in 1832. That's Time Magazine. That's Associated Press. That's admitted. And it was a British aristocracy being set up. Then they set up Pratt House, the CFR, in 21. I mean, this is the ongoing deal. And so that's where the Bushes come from. President Taft and the rest of it. And so they just kind of, they admit the whole thing in the piece, but they just kind of poo-poo it, almost like, well, depending on your view, maybe they were good guys, maybe they were bad guys. You know, they didn't really know Hitler was bad, then it gets into Bush and all the rest of it. Prescott Bush got the money after the war. He continued. And then look at what they're setting up today. That is the larger point and the larger issue here that we're looking at. So this story is being censored by MySpace, being censored by Digg. They're very afraid of the article Paul Watson put out yesterday. Headline, BBC, Bush's grandfather planned a fascist coup in America. And now just look around you. The president's above the law. His staff are above the law. The Congress isn't allowed to know about continuity of government. The president says publicly in an executive order in PDD 51, whitehouse.gov, go read it right now. Just type presidential directive 51 in, go read it, that the Congress no longer has any authority. I mean, this is incredible stuff, folks. The Oregonian, the AP report in the last 4 days, both of them, that they told the committee and members of the committee, you can't see it. Well, we know what's in it. Look at the order. It says he runs everything. I mean, they're not joking, but they flew planes into buildings. These are the 9/11 coup operators. We're all on the edge here. The dollar plunged another almost cent yesterday. Everybody using complex currency analysis numbers, you know, is it going down to 75, 74, overlaid? You know, no. Just put it simply. And I get emails saying, the dollar isn't down by 57%. It's down from a 100 basis point down 20-plus percent. But if you count where it was at versus the euro opening at 81 to the dollar, 81 cents to the dollar in 2000, now being at 139, pushing 139, $1.39 euro to the dollar, even higher with British sterling, a couple cents, a couple pence, as they say. I mean, it's just off the chart. A 50-plus percent reduction in value. But let's just say it's only 20-something, the way the media's cooking it. That's horrible. And it's going down. And we've got the same economic indices that the globalists bring in when they try to consolidate and when they try to expand their control, they do this by design. Winston Churchill, by the way, was at the stock market when it crashed. And he was called in by J.P. Morgan, and he said, by the head of J.P. Morgan, and said, watch this. That's in mainstream history books. Watch this power. And they launched it right there. It was all done to grab farms and ranches and to divest all the gold that was in our hands. My grandmother, 82 years old, remembers her daddy, was he called Pappy, there in Dallas, having to go and turn his gold in. My grandfather remembers his dad was upper middle class, owned the first Chevy dealership in Dallas, remembers him having to go turn his gold in for paper that they then started devaluing rapidly, and then they shipped it all to Europe publicly and then doubled the value 1 year later. We're going to give you some paper script. Give us that gold. Now, you tell some slack-jawed yuppie that, they don't even know what a currency is. They don't even know what devaluing means. All they know is 14,000 is bigger than 11,874, like it was right before 9/11. That stock market is devalued by over 40%, and if it truly showed the inflationary curve, it'd be at 57%, but it's still overvalued via currency purchase availability. I mean, this is just off. I mean, it's all happening. It's just we're living in it. I mean, they're winning this time. They're doing it because they didn't have remote control airplanes to fly them into buildings in the late 1930s. They didn't have all the sophistication, folks. They got it now, and they blew our president's head off just as sure as the sun came up this morning, 43 years ago in Dallas. And you can have the lead commando running the op go public in a deathbed confession, and the media ignores it. And they're racing because now, with the alternative media exploding, they're losing credibility. They're falling apart. They have got to fail forward. They've got to start World War III. They've got to pull the Depression in. They will only back off and then start losing and start losing ground if you redouble your efforts to wake everybody up, if you get that much more aggressive in the info war now. Now, Corey Rove, producer of Loose Change, and again, I'm executive producer of the new film we're trying to finish. It's incredible, folks. It is just absolutely amazing what's going on. Absolutely amazing what's happening. He has been arrested for being a deserter when he served 3+ years, 2001 to 2005, in the military, in combat, in Afghanistan and Iraq. And then they picked him up, dropped it, and now they've picked it up again. And believe me, now the police are trying to spin it in the military. Oh, no, we never dropped it. He wouldn't have been flying for the last 2 years if it hadn't been dropped. He wouldn't have been pulled over before and it dropped. The military, and it says they were contacted, and the military liaisoned with the local sheriffs and got in contact with them. And this was all a big special event. They don't go arrest any of these deserters, except for the few who are captains in other cases where they go on national TV or they go on Democracy Now, like the his name's not pop. I interviewed him and his dad several times. I meant to pull that up. We had him on a few months ago. He went on Democracy Now, other shows. Boom, they arrested him in hours. Again, it's the political action of him. He is being selectively enforced on, and that is criminal. Now, we're posting on PrisonPlanet.com the full list of phone numbers at Fort Campbell, Kentucky, the 101 First Airborne Division Air Assault. And that's where he reportedly is being held. Directory assistance is the best number to give out. Just ask for the brig and ask for the commander of the base. And the strange thing about it is I just said I'd give out directory assistance, and then they only give, I guess it's 798-412-9561. There's so many of these. I'm just going to because it only gives three numbers at the end and then has three numbers out at the end of it. I don't know what that means. I'm ignorant. Let me give Installation Operations Center. Let me give the Installation Operations Center. Disregard that last number. 798-6160-6403. Okay, this is the people masquerading as our military with our young, well-meaning cream of the crop. They're dying for a lie. And then these goons have gone to selectively go up to New York and grab Corey. I guess they were had run out of sewing circles and PTAs that were anti-war to criminally spy on. Yeah, it's illegal for you to do what you've been doing. I've been at events where your goons are videotaping me in uniform. You're criminals, and I've had enough of your criminal activity. You pieces of trash. 798-6160-6403. Give me more numbers when we get back. Stand by as the info war in defense of the United States continues.
Year after a year in production and traveling to distant lands, my new film Terror Storm is complete. Shocking declassified government documents prove that Western governments are orchestrating terror attacks against their own populations as a pretext to enslave them. Terror Storm proves that not only was 9/11 an inside job, but the attacks of 7/7 in London were carried out by British intelligence. Terror Storm chronicles the lies that took us to war in Iraq, the White House program to disseminate fake news, NSA spying, secret police torture, the latest 9/11 information, and much, much more. Terror Storm is the definitive guide to the history of government-sponsored terrorism. It's an anthology of government crimes. Terror Storm is a film that everyone who wants to be truly informed must see. Get your copy today at Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com or by calling toll-free 1-888-253-3139 or watch it right now online at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Nuclear reactors provide economical energy, but would you be prepared during an accident? During nuclear disasters, great amounts of radioactive iodine are released into the atmosphere, which are then readily absorbed into the body. Medical Corps' potassium iodate gives you virtually complete protection from the most feared consequence of a nuclear accident, radioactive poisoning. Potassium iodate can protect against radioactive poisoning by filling the thyroid with good iodine. This shields the thyroid and prevents it from absorbing the harmful radioactive iodine. Potassium iodate is better than the iodide form because it is not as likely to cause upset stomachs in children, the elderly, the sick, and pets. Order the official potassium iodate for only $24 and save $5 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. Call now and get free shipping. That's 888-803-4438.
Hey, Emily. Wow, you look great.
I feel great. I've been using MediCleanse Colon Cleanse.
Really? What is it? How does it work?
Well, MediCleanse is a natural fiber therapy with ground flaxseed, psyllium, and bentonite clay that eliminates toxins from the body. MediCleanse is easy to use without being intrusive. You take 2 tablespoons of MediCleanse powder, mix with water or juice, drink, and it does all the work for you.
That's it? Well, it sounds so easy and convenient.
It is easy. Plus, the FDA says flaxseed works to prevent cancer and helps with menopause, weight loss, irritable bowel syndrome, and constipation.
It helps with all of those ailments? That's amazing.
And the bentonite clay and MediCleanse eliminates viruses and pesticides in the intestinal tract.
Wow. Where can I buy MediCleanse?
A 1-month supply is available online at MediCleanse.com. That's MetaCleanse.com. Or call 1-800-317-9547. That's 800-317-9547.
Don't worry. This show is documented. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
That's right. Don't worry. No matter how bad things look, God's with us. God is with us, ladies and gentlemen. Make no mistake. And good always wins in the end. Evil always destroys itself. And the scum, the enemies of the Republic, will be defeated. Corey Rove, Loose Change producer. He is producing with me and Dylan Avery and everybody else. Jason Burmis. The Loose Change Final Cut. I'm going to be up in New York with these guys on 9/11, Luke Radowski and everybody else. I haven't even gotten to all that yet. We do have a report up on PrisonPlanet.com. We need to add a term to our lexicon here into the headline. Cory Rove is a political prisoner. There is no debating that. Even the AP in front of me that I read in the last hour admits there's been a bunch of, there's been a big controversy over this, that they haven't been charging deserters because so many have done it and because they know they've really violated a lot of the commercial code and a lot of the military code by making them serve tour after tour. Very abusive, never before been done. It's like driving tires, you know, a million miles more than you're supposed to. I mean, it's like putting 300,000 miles on a tire you're only supposed to put 50,000 miles on. They thought they, you know, and basically they put about 300,000 miles on Corey when he's only supposed to have about 200,000. And they have, folks, they have been doing so much to the troops. He is a political prisoner. In fact, I've got the article. Here's the local article. It's just incredible. I'm going to give these numbers out and finish up this article and read those exact quotes coming up in the next 5 minutes. When we start the next segment, we've got a guest coming on who's trying to expose what's happening with the mercury and the rest of it and the vaccines, a scourge we've got to continue to fight. Before I end this hour, I want to encourage all of you more than ever to support the Loose Change crew by going to loosechange911.com. By going to Infowars.com and getting their DVDs that we actually buy from them to actually support them. No one seems to do that. And to continue to make copies of Loose Change and to continue to make copies of Terror Storm, knowing they're trying to stop us, knowing they're arresting people who have been in this fight. It's admitted in the newspaper. They contacted him and said, we want this guy. They don't do that anywhere. I mean, they went after him specifically. We hear he's living up there. Is that true? We want to get him. Bring him to us. A political prisoner. Folks, I want you to get the videos. I want you to get Terror Storm, special edition, 17 minutes of new footage, remastered, re-edited, available right now on DVD at Infowars.com. I want you to buy a DVD burner, and I want you to savagely, literally grinding your teeth while you do it, because that'll really get you fired up. Commit to make 100 copies of that in the next month and to give them to people. I know you've already done it many times, many of you. Well, you know, don't count on others. You're taking action. You're a leader. Do it again. 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 If we literally have this country knee-deep in Loose Change and Terror Storm and America Freedom to Fascism and other powerful videos that show people who the real traitors are, they're going to lose. And I want them to lose and lose right now. Get Jerome Corsi's The Late Great USA, the merger of the U.S. with Mexico and Canada. We've got it discounted at Infowars.com. Buy 2, 3, 4 copies. Get them out to the intelligentsia. Get them to your mayor. Get them to your police chief. Get them to your pastor. And I know a lot of them won't listen. It doesn't matter. You got to try. We got to do everything we can in this fight. We've got to get highly motivated and take action and never stop. 888-253-3139 to order the books, the videos, any of them. 888-253-3139 or order the books and videos at Infowars.com. Or go to PrisonPlanet.tv right now and get a 15-cent-a-day membership and start downloading Terror Storm and all the films in the highest quality and burn them to disc. That's the quickest, cheapest, fastest way to do it. And let's all pray for our hero in the fight against the New World Order, a soldier for America on the front line, Cory Rove.
Copies of the preceding broadcast are available at GCNLive.com or call toll-free 877-300-7645.